Hello, I'm Alex Shaw, and you're listening to Never Mind the Buzz Geeks number 3, TV commercials of the 80s and 90s. And welcome to Never Mind the Buzz Geeks. Two teams, one host, many questions, and a smorgasbord of obscure trivia to dredge up from the murky nether regions of our minds. Question one. Can you dredge up a smorgasbord?
Yes.
Yeah, no. If you've got a big enough net and a deep enough river.
Question two. Does anyone know what a smorgasbord is?
No.
It's a collection of food.
Yeah, basically it's a type of Scandinavian meal served buffet style with multiple dishes of various foods on a table, typically a celebratory meal, and guests can help themselves from a range of dishes laid out from their choice. So the implication is it's been dumped in a river.
No, it's
one
not.
Point the, to
no,
the blue team.
No, it's Eek. Not. Surely the dredge up means can you dredge it up out of your cupboard? So it's like dredging up all the stuff at the back of the cupboards and from your fridge. You dredge all the stuff out and put it on the smorgasbord.
I would not eat anything.
Either way, it doesn't sound
dredged.
Nice that it's been dredged.
No.
Okay, so what, we're going to be dredging it up for you. You're probably best off not eating it. But anyway, it's like 20-odd years out of date. So, yeah. Okay, our red team captain once again from Gameburst, the recently returned KDS show, and official most regular guest on Digital Cowboys and Gonzo, Neil Taylor.
Hello, and I thought Zan had taken that title from me.
Did he? No, no, you were number one. Unless it was only a difference of one or two in between, I think you were, like, way ahead.
Well, he's coming for me, I'm sure, but hello, and it's great to be here, and hopefully I might get some questions right this time.
Never.
You might. Depends on how good your memory is. Right. And returning as captain of the blue team is Gamerdork's very own Michael Fox.
He did that last time as well.
I said Gamerdork!
Seriously. What's, hello, right. Al? 3 years? 3.5? What?
Let's see, we've been doing Joypod for nearly 4.5 years now, so, yeah, oh well.
Hello everybody, how are you?
Okay, returning as captain of the blue team is Joypod's very own Michael Fox.
Hello, foolish people, letting me back again to make an ass of myself and lose by a point.
Neil's guest this week was here for the Cartoons of the 80s show. It's DC community member Duncan O'Sullivan.
Hello.
Hello. And on Michael's team...
They should have said something more there.
And on Michael's team, for the very first time ever on Digital Gonzo, it's my longtime co-host of Digital Cowboys and even longer suffering friend of 15 years, Mr. Tony Atkins.
I'm invading! Yes! I have my own show! Oh.
Hostile takeover.
It's your show. Oh.
Tony, you realise we're not going to be able to win this because number one, he hates me, and number two, if you're on the side that wins, it could be seen as being a bit of a rigged game.
Anyway, I kind of been on Digital Gonzo as well. We did the thing where I was on Digital Gonzo. We did a section and then we put it in the main show because it seemed right to do so. It's the answer to the zombie thing. What would happen in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, yes.
Oh, how quickly these forget. Bye.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Well, okay. This is a proper one you're on.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've never experienced the joys of a Buzz Geeks, and this should be a good one. Now, last time we did a Gonzo show, we focused on music, and while it was fun to record and to listen to, I have to say it didn't quite compare to the first show, which was all kids' cartoons. I think the secret is that musical knowledge is something that we're all packing, but it takes a special man to sing the Rainbow Bright theme correctly. Or indeed... Gem, My Little Pony, or Defenders of the Earth.
Ooh, Gem.
Defenders of the Earth.
So we've gone for something equally obscure, even more likely to be forgotten, but somehow so intertwined with our viewing habits of that era that I'll warrant some hilarity purely from the fact that everyone here knows what's too orangey for crows.
Aura? That's too orangey for crows. It's just for me and my dog.
I'll be your dog. I'll be your dog.
It's so racist.
Also, since when did birds have teeth? Also, isn't Kiora like a Maori word?
It's a greeting, I believe. It's hello, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's aloha.
No, that's Hawaii.
No, that's Hawaii.
Oh, right, so Kiora is hello in Maori.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know that. 1 point to... Who was that?
Me.
Oh, fuck off. It was
it
me.
Was. It was totally me.
So was that red?
I said it was a Maori word.
I said
you were right about the smorgasbord, though, so yeah, it's one all.
I was too busy watching the Japanese McDonald's advert with the hot chick.
That has got so many fucking hits. How does it...
Hang on.
Right,
what?
So it's one all so far, and we haven't even started. Okay.
Hang on,
so we're
going to watching a Japanese McDonald's advert now.
Turn it off. Just put it away. Oh, we're going to do these rounds a little differently. There will be 5 general knowledge rounds, each with different themes, and in each one I will barrage you with slogans in an attempt to crack your minds open piñata-like and spill memory candy all over the floor of this podcast. Our team's job is simply to tell me that the product that is being advertised. It's open buzzer so anyone can answer, and there's no time limit so we can get into a discursive swing sooner rather than later. I may also ask additional questions for bonus points. So round one is food. I will tell you the slogan. You either say red or blue, depending on your team. And then I'll call out whoever said it first, and then just say the answer. So a visit to blank makes your day.
Blue.
Unbelievable. You don't know this one?
Blue.
Okay, blue. Yeah.
Mars.
Anyone? No, it was McDonald's.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, Ed, fail on the first hurdle. Okay, right. Hit the blank.
Red.
Red.
The Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Wrong. Because you said the Hut. So it would have been hit the Hut.
Right, for that snidey little correction.
Oh, minus.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Right. The hate There's comes nothing... out again for the blue team.
This is important, Michael. There's nothing quite like a blank.
Fruit in that case.
There is a chocolate round later on.
Ah, oh, okay.
There's nothing quite like a blank.
Red, egg?
No, it's McDonald's again. Okay, 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's. Again, Big Mac.
You didn't say blue.
Blue, Big Mac.
I'll give you that anyway.
I can even sing it. 2 all right. Beef patties, pickles, special sauce, and something on a sesame seed bun.
Fail.
Oh, come on, I made the effort.
Okay, you want it your way at blank, you got it.
Blue.
Yes.
Burger King.
Yes. It takes 2 hands to hold a Whopper.
Blue?
Blue.
Yes.
Burger King?
Yes.
You don't want to mix it up a bit. Burger King. Burger King. Burger King.
Is there a blank
Never.
There?
Never.
There was no blank there, yeah.
Yeah, there was no blank there. What the
No, no, I said Whopper, but yeah. That's not advertising the actual place.
It's just as wet, might as well be.
1 point off of red for moaning. Never, never has the potato been so cultivated. Now, this is an 80s crisp that's not around anymore.
Oh, blue.
Red. Red KP.
Red. KP crisps. No.
Damn.
It's an 80s potato snack. Blue.
Can I go for Ruffles?
Oh, I remember Ruffles. Nope, it's not that either. It's Smith's Tubes.
Ooh, they were nice.
Tubes?
Do you remember when Smiths were starting to go out of business and they put square crisps as well as tubes in the same packet?
The renegades.
Yeah, but the squares won out in the end, so.
Yeah, are they still
going? They are, yeah. Awesome. I think KP aren't, right. though, are they?
Oh. No.
Right, next one. The crisp that isn't a crisp. You'll kick yourselves.
I haven't got a clue.
It's Smith's Square Crisps.
Oh,
oh for God's sake.
Bread win out, taken out.
Oh, Red, Allinson.
Yes.
Oh, well done, sir.
Thank you.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Red.
Blue.
Oh.
I heard red.
Pringles.
Yes. Golden Wonder blank when you know what's what.
Red.
Blue.
I heard red.
Crisps.
No, it's not. Blue.
Ringos.
Oh, God, it's a play on what's it.
Oh.
Golden Wonder what's it when you know what's what.
Oh,
that was the one with what, sir? That stupid ad. Millions of Britain's kids have grown up great knowing blank.
Their own fathers.
Not in the '80s, they didn't.
I was going to go with bugger all, but hey.
No one. This is like one of the classic. Everyone's shouting at you right now.
Hang on, right, say it again. Say it again.
Millions of Britain's kids have grown up great knowing dink dink dink.
Oh, beans, Heinz.
Yes, you didn't say blue, but yes.
Well, he didn't say red.
I didn't say red.
Sun-packed, fun-packed hour.
Blue.
Yes.
Sun-pat.
Yes. Bit nifty with a bat. Only the best for the captain's table.
Red.
Yes, red.
Bird's eye.
Yes. Bird's eye what?
Fish fingers.
Yes.
Do you know what? I'm really, really struggling to actually not shout out the answer, and I can't remember what teeth colour I am again.
Blue.
I've written it down! I've got
just write it on the back of your hand in blue bar. Last one for the food round. Last one for the food round. Le Crunch Bunch.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Munch Bunch.
No.
Blue.
Because Munch Bunch were like fromage frais style yogurts and not especially crunchy. Blue.
Le Crunch Bunch was apples. French apples.
Yeah, what kind? Yes, what kind of French apples?
Golden delicious.
Yes!
Nice.
Right. Well, and to celebrate the end of that round, I'm going to give you a visual on that. If you remember Bugsy Malone?
Yes.
It was basically just nicking that idea and giving it like a speakeasy but selling apples.
The cops were putting the heat on the French Golden Delicious racket.
Problem.
So when the Crunch Bunch got word they were paying them a visit, Spatz Malini decided to turn over a new leaf.
Why, Captain Walensky, have one on the house.
You win this time, Spatz. But I just know there's something going on behind my back.
Le Crunch Bunch.
I remember the French kid saying, problem.
Problem. Oh.
Le Crunch Bunch.
The Cosmo Cats.
The Cosmo Cat. Cosmo. 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 Cosmo Cat.
Everyone finished on that one?
Yeah. Yep. Still find it a bit terrifying, old Bugsy Malone, Le Crunch Bunch, children dressed as sexy adults. I don't like that.
Sexy adults. Round two is Backwards to the Future. 8 commercial jingles played in reverse, and it's open buzzer, so anyone may guess the product on offer. Before we start, I swear to God, none of these commercials are from Germany.
Okay. He's lying.
I'm not. Okay, so if you guys all want to start playing one now.
Lou.
Clearly German.
Oh, my.
What I thought. Okay, so for number one, Blue.
It is the classic Our White Secret Lemonade Drinker.
Yes, it is. That was actually from 1973, but I thought, fuck it, if I don't put that in. I remember seeing it when I was a kid, so it must have been on in the 80s as well. Okay.
I'm a secret lemonade drinker.
Always. Always.
I'm not trying to give it up, but it's one of those nights.
Always. Always.
Always lemonade. I'm a secret lemonade drinker.
Always.
Always lemonade.
Always lemonade.
I still sing this song as I walk past R. White's in the supermarket.
But why does he say that last bit in a really kind of, like, sex pest kind of way? I want lemonade. There we go. So, everyone ready with number two?
Yep.
I heard Blue.
I'm really, really showing myself up for not actually having left the house in the 1980s or 90s.
Well, you were a kid.
Shake and vac.
It was.
Oh, of course.
Grief.
It's clear when he says them.
Yeah.
Stale smells up here often come from down there in your carpet.
I hate this advert.
And tobacco too.
Stale smells up here often come from down there.
It's all you have to do.
Wow, when you could show cigarettes on television.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And you don't want to smell it.
No.
Shake and Vac, the new carpet and room freshener from Glade. Yes.
Stuck in my head, you arsehole.
This is evil. This is wrong.
And seriously, did it actually work? Because to me, she's just throwing a load of powder on a carpet and then hoovering it. And?
Didn't Jedward do a version of that?
Like, possibly.
As I reckon she's banged every single person in the neighbourhood, men and women.
That's why she has those smells from down there.
And we're not talking about the carpet.
Okay, so ready with number three?
Yep.
Go.
Here's the snake I think, and it's time to go for a gipper. Steam the
that sounds so German, doesn't it? I heard blue again.
I feel really bad. I feel like I'm taking over. A finger of fudge is just enough.
It is a finger of fudge.
How does he do that? Unbelievable.
I didn't have babysitters when I was a kid. I just had the telly.
The moment you said that, my brain went, oh, I just de-scrambled this. Here we go. That's finger of fudge. Of course it is. How did you not get this?
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of fudge is just enough until it's time to eat. It's full of peppery goodness, but very small and neat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
Oh, they're playing Conkers.
Yeah, banned in school now. Health and safety.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, remember when you could have Conkers?
Only 10p. Remember when sweets used to cost 10p?
Yeah.
Do you remember ever a kid being injured by a Conker in your school? Like, proper injured, enough to ban them.
Only if it wasn't used in the form of Conkers and just twatting people around the face.
Yeah, that happened in my school.
Why don't you just ban twatting people around the face, not the Conkers themselves?
Oh, you health and safety fanatics. Just ban twatting kids around the face. Oh, what's next?
You see, what you fail to realise is, Conkers don't kill people. People do.
A Conker has never killed a person. It's never happened. Okay, ready with number four?
I don't want to get all eight of them. I don't want to get all eight of them.
Ready with four?
Yep.
Play.
Yep.
Red?
Oh. Ed?
Purely guessing because it's a word that's standard familiar. Smarties?
Oh, no! It's not. Tony?
I've no idea.
Right. I'm going to show you the actual video for this, and you're going to kick yourselves. So
first one who shouts, we know.
No. You'll know, because it actually says it, like, immediately.
Everyone's a fruit and nutcase. Right for the sun, ripe and raisins.
Plump and fruity.
Boy, what a cutie.
Funky, chunky almonds.
They're the secret of my beauty. Ah! Everyone's a fruit and nutcase. Maybe it's the tasty Cadbury's chocolate. Give it an ovation. What a combination. Cadbury's fruit and nut.
Basically, this guy wants to fuck a piece of chocolate. Blue.
I heard blue.
Of course you heard blue. Michael's never left the house in 10 years.
Blue.
Wife and my kids, they fuck up and leave me. Darling, she said, you my yard's too greasy. It's Vitalite.
It was Vitalite, yes.
Based on Decker's classic tune, The Israelite.
The Israelite, yes. Okay, it was a sun singing to some flowers. Let's see that, shall we? There we go. The Israelite.
Wake up in the morning, wanting some breakfast, but my phone is spread on my toes.
Ooh, Vitalite.
Made
with pure sunflower oil, and with the taste that'll make you shine.
Oh, bite to light.
I keep it shining all through the daytime. When day is done, well, you know what I like.
Oh,
what's that?
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Bite to light.
Yeah. Good night.
It's a little bit like Stevie Wonder, as far as sons go.
But, you know, not good in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, kind of rubbish. Okay, ready to go play on number six?
Yep.
Okay, ready? Go. I heard red.
Is it the Chewit Sergeant?
It is!
Oh, well done.
Sheesh.
Pat nice. Myself on the back.
Okay. Let's have a look at that one, shall we? There were several Chewits adverts. This one was one that they made more like a 1940s propaganda film, or like, you know, yep. Advisement during the wartime.
London's under siege. But beware, this gobbling brute is a master of disguise.
Yeah.
Do not confront him. Always carry your regulation Chewit. There's nothing chewier. And keep the enemy from your door. Chewit, two for victory.
Okay, right. Everybody ready with seven?
Yep.
First of all, now she's not swing. Your flavor of the Swiss dome will be best with your one.
Anyone?
No, that's beyond me.
All right, you will honestly kick yourselves.
Opal fruits have even more juice of the real fruit.
Strawberry, that's fruity. Orange, that's fruity too. Zingy lemon, tangy lime. Two of a taste, so refreshing to chew. Opal fruits made to make your mouth water.
In new sunshine flavors too.
Ah!
I think this because they're called Starburst now. That's why we didn't know. We'd forgotten them.
Yeah. Such a great name for something though, opal fruits.
So much cooler than Starburst.
Yeah, way better.
Coming in, favourite colour?
Green.
Oh, fuck off. Strawberry all the time. Red.
Strawberry, come on.
They did away with green flavour.
Oh, God, that summer fruits version of that. Oh, yuck.
Oh, yeah.
They were horrible.
I had a great experience because I really didn't like green fruit pastels growing up. There was just something about that flavour that just didn't appeal to me, and I was always about the red. Get to the red, get to the black, get to the red, get to the black. And then just all the others, like yellow, ugh. So, but our good friend Paul, he absolutely loved green. Green was his favourite, and he just hit.
Me too.
Yeah, and so one day I was driving in the car, and I got a pack of fruit pastels, eating the fruit pastels, and I was separating all the green ones because I didn't like them, and then I threw them out the window in front of him. And he went ballistic at me. Seriously, proper ballistic of me for doing that. Like, why would you?
That was needlessly mean. Tell me you were young.
Well, I was driving.
Driving a car.
You're not. You are.
Shame on you.
Oh,
Tom.
Dear, oh, dear.
I thought you were going to say something really nice. Like, I was driving past a shop, and I thought, I'll do something really nice for Paul. And I went and I bought 20 packs of fruit pastels, saved all the green ones in a plastic bag.
Why? The red ones are better.
Gave them to Paul as a nice little present. But he did the opposite.
Because you are a shit.
Shameful. Right.
By the way, police like officer, watch.
I'm docking Blue a point for that.
Don't punish me.
No, it's worth it. I mean, that wasn't a nice thing to do. If he had thrown the red ones out the window, I'd probably kick down the car.
Okay, ready with number eight?
Yep.
Ready.
Where's this new movie here? What? Well, there.
Now trust me, look, I'll take you, get lost, no shit. Here's the funny one, my boy, you're the kiss, the pussy. Here's the salt in your shop, now you follow us, the
I'm going to kick myself. I'm not getting this.
Okay.
No,
I heard Blue from Michael.
Right. It's a sort of takeoff of Madness. And it's a toothpaste advert. And I think it's Colgate.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to show you in the window.
Anytime when we're awake, brush our teeth with new Colgate. Colgate, blue minty gel. Colgate, blue minty gel. It's a brilliant new toothpaste. Like the colour, love the taste. I've got blue minty gel. Mum and Dad use it as well. Oh, what fun we'll have. Squeeze it on and off we go. Brushing twice a day is good for teeth, as we all know. How we love the taste. It's from Colgate, we can tell. Who believes such fun? Who's doing lots of good as well?
Colgate new blue minty gel. You'll love it.
Jesus.
I've never seen this ever.
And the kid, the first kid in the line, the main kid from Press Gang.
Dexter Fletcher.
No, the editor.
They're eating the toothpaste. That is sick.
Oi.
It's good advert.
Very lucky. Yeah,
it really is good.
Go blimey, mister. Colgate, brush your fucking teeth, you slag.
Hey, I'll fucking salt ya.
If you don't brush your teeth, I'll fucking catch ya.
I'll get my bother boys on ya. Right, so at the end of round two, Red have 6.
And Michael Blue has...
Blue have 11.
Demolished.
This is an absolute... Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Shameful. I'm so sorry.
And we had a point taken away from my green opal fruit story. Oh, fruit pasta.
That's true. That is with one taken off. Right. Round three is drinks. Okay. This one's quite tough, actually. The whole fruit.
Blue.
Yes.
Oh, God, is it a nothing but the fruit? Oh, no, it's gone. No. Gone.
Yep, got it. It's Tango.
Oh!
Ooh!
The whole fruit. And they've done that in many different ads as well. Right, okay. Get busy with the fizzy.
Oh, blue.
Yep.
Soda Stream.
Yes. Ooh. Anyone have a Soda Stream?
Nope.
I used to, yeah.
Anyone used to have a Soda Stream? Okay, right, so yeah, what was it like? Any good?
Terrible. I never had one. Horrendous.
I didn't need one. I lived in a pub.
Oh, right. Of course. I'm not touching
my I lived
shit.
In a pub as well.
The things you don't know about each other. It's incredible.
Okay.
No, it's a world after all.
I was going to say, the problem with the soda machine was always that the gas would always run out, and then you'd always ask your parents if you could have more gas, and the gas would cost far more than actually just buying bottles of pop to drink. Or pop, probably American.
How much were the gas bottles? Pop.
We managed to fuck up our soda stream by trying to make fizzy milk.
I was going to say, fizzy milk. What was it tasty?
It, well, to see if it would work, mainly. Me and my brother were very inquisitive children. We were often just sort of like, in the summer holidays, dispatched back to my grandmother's place. She owns a farm back in Ireland, so we were like dispatched back there for weeks and weeks and weeks. And we'd just get bored, and basically my folks would give my grandmother an allowance of money to look after us. She'd just let us go free rein, and came back one day with the Soda Stream and a fuckload of gas bottles. And it was just like, right, what can we make fizzy? So we made fizzy whiskey. That was quite...
How old were you?
I was about 10. My brother was 6.
6?
Oh, yeah.
Why was whiskey available to you?
Because my uncle was there as well. My uncle is quite the lunatic. His name is That's Jimmy, brilliant. But we all call him Frog because he's got very boggy eyes. And we decided that we would make his whiskey fizzy because we thought it would be a nice treat for him.
Hang on, this sounds like something you'd say to a police officer after the fact.
Oh, no. We thought,
we decided to make my uncle's whiskey fizzy.
we thought he'd really enjoy it, but you know, apparently.
Yep, that's, you'd say that too.
After about, you know, after managing to make pretty much an entire 70 centiliter bottle of whiskey fizzy, he didn't really appreciate it that much. I don't think it added much to the taste. Anyway, that was that ruined. And then we decided to try and make fizzy milk because it was there.
There.
And.
Which is all you really need as a kid.
Well, yeah, it was there, and we lived on a farm which had cows that had, you know, produced milk. So we got a couple of pints of milk and made it fizzy, and it...
If you just took the cow directly up to the soda stream, fizzy milk on tap.
On order.
I don't cow wouldn't thank you.
In all honesty, I think it was sort of like a case of karmic balance, because a couple of days later, my brother was kicked in the head by a cow and was in a coma.
Oh, I don't think that fits the crime, frankly. Yeah, I think karma went a bit harsh on you. Right, okay, so the choice of a new generation.
Red, Pepsi.
Red.
Fizzy milk.
Okay. You know when you've been...
Red.
Blue. Blank. Blue. Oh.
Red.
Tango.
Yes. It's cool to be clear.
Blue.
Blue.
Seven up.
Yes.
Ooh.
Blank is it?
Blue.
Yes.
Coke.
Yes. Always blank.
Red. Coke.
Yes. Yes. The real thing.
Red.
Yes.
Coke.
Yes.
Alex, you need to mix these up a little bit. You
know, just... All right. This one's for Michael. Nice cold, ice cold, fresh blank.
Fizzy milk. Ice cold, ice cold, fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk.
Made in Scotland from Guinness.
Red. Red.
I heard blue first. Although,
hang on. I did hear red first.
I shouted red first.
How did the Scotsman fail that one?
Because you did it.
Okay. It's a miracle, but we made it. This one's very old and very obscure.
Blue.
Yes.
Okay. This is a complete shot in the dark. Quattro?
Yes!
Wow.
Right, can I tell you a story?
Yes.
Okay, so...
For that legendary guess.
As I said moments ago, when I was growing up, I lived in a pub. And we had a very, very deranged old lady who worked in the pub at lunchtimes. And she would come, like, you know, with...
Make homemade quattro.
Well, no, she'd come bearing gifts for me and my little brother every once in a while. Because, you know, she didn't have much of a family of her own, but she had one son. And her son worked in product development. And he gave her, like, cases and cases of quattro. And she came in one day with, like, four, like, fucking pallets of the stuff. And, like,
I'm not drinking this shape.
24 cans each one. So it's like, you know, 96 cans of quattro. Me and my brother, over the space of about...
How did she carry it?
Huh? She would, like, she'd drive in the car, and, like, she goes, oh, I've got something for you out in the car. It's just like, so out we go. And, like, and then there's, like, you know, 96 cans of quattro, which me and my brother, proceeded to drink in the space of about a weekend.
God.
It was good stuff.
So what's it taste
good
like?
Stuff. It was a mix of...
It was pineapple, drink, orange,
I know the stuff you're talking about.
And
now.
Lemon.
Yeah.
White can, four colours. I think it was very synthetic, so they banned it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. No wonder me and my brother have got problems.
Makes your hair fall out, I hear.
Sends you into manic depression, it would seem.
Why have they banned all the good stuff? I know we previously had this conversation, but I was talking about Smarties the other day. I was around my...
That's any good.
Yeah, I was around my nephew's house, and he gave me a Smartie, and I was like, what is it? It's like a piece of chocolate that melts in your mouth and has no flavour anymore. It's horrendous compared to the whatever E-filled crap they used to give us with, you know.
Bring back the E-filled crap.
Yeah, bring it back. At least it tasted good.
Bring back the purple ones with the sunglasses on them. Those were awesome.
The blue ones. Remember the blue ones when they put
blue
that
ones.
In? You're like, oh, my God.
They're blue.
We've grown up enough to make our own decisions.
Well, I tell you what. You knew they were actually bad for you because whenever you got the blue one out, it stained your fingers. They don't do that anymore. Nope. They just melt.
Hmm. Okay, blank make tea bags make tea.
Red, PG.
Ah, no. Bam!
Red.
Yes.
Tetley.
I said blue before the red.
I did not hear. Okay, no better way to start your day. Remember, it's drinks.
Blue.
Yes.
Only because it rhymes, Nescafe.
It was Nescafe, Nescafe, no better way to start your day.
Yeah! Sounds like Randy Savage in an advert.
Oh, yeah!
I've been to a Slim Jim!
Oh, rest in peace, Randy. Yep. Okay, After Dark.
Blue.
Yes.
After Eight? Oh, that's Drink.
No, hey, Drink. Hey, Tia Maria.
Yes. Yes! Your favorite. Okay, are you ready for a... blank?
Well, not while the show is on, but maybe when it's finished.
Please, go on, feel free. It's Ruddles, real ale. Xanteriad's probably shouting at you right now.
I'm going to hit in the neck.
Yep. Refreshes the parts other beers can't reach.
Red.
Yes.
Hop.
No. Blue?
Heineken?
Yes!
Seriously?
Okay, right. The man from blank.
Red.
You don't even know what I'm going to say, do you?
We know. Del Monte.
We all know.
We know.
He say yes to the best.
Del Monte!
Yes.
One of the
actually,
greatest
on
lost bands in the world ever is called The Man from Del Monte.
I've got a Del Monte video for you guys to check out.
Everyone's surely seen this.
It's going to... yeah.
It takes well over a year for a pineapple to reach perfect ripeness. The man from Del Monte knows that moment.
The man from Del Monte says yes.
He then insists the pineapples are picked and packed the same day. Say yes to the best, Del Monte.
Actually, I've got one more with Del Monte one, only because the first couple of lines of this are so goddamn dodgy.
What the man from Del Monte knows about fruit, you can taste in our juice.
That's...
what? So at the end of round three, Red have 13. Blue have 19.
God, it gets worse.
Michael, please do the world a favour. Go out and have a life.
It still continues to this day.
It's too late for me now. Save yourselves.
Okay. Okay. Calm down. It's a time and a place for fun and games.
It's not here.
It's not here. Round four is... Badly Drawn Boy.
Oh, God.
Okay, each team has a series of crudely rendered children's interpretations of classic adverts. They just have to tell me what product it was.
Do you know the worst thing about this round, Tony? The worst thing? The amount of time he spends on the pictures. Like, you might think it might only be the work of a mere moment or two. He spends hours on them. Hours.
You forget, I know Alex very well.
Okay, red team. Who's on the left, who's on the right? And what are they advertising?
Is the one on the left Kellogg's?
The one on the left what?
Kellogg's Corn Flakes?
No.
Cadbury's Creamy Egg?
Creamy Egg?
Creamy Egg.
God. So imagine someone's on the left here. We've got two yellow things at the bottom.
It looks like an aborted Pokemon.
It's like a Pokemon that's had chopsticks shoved in its face.
It's going through his leaving Las Vegas phase.
It's in pain. It needs to be put out of its misery, definitely.
And this is meant to advertise something.
Yes.
I think it's meant to warn you of something. Don't have sex with animals.
I'll give you a clue. You were very close with Cameron's Creamy Egg.
Fetch me my creamy eggs.
That's what I call them, Cadbury's Creamy Egg. That's what they were called.
Creamy egg.
Nom nom nom, creamy egg.
Oh, Neil, I have no idea.
Do you like creamy of tomato soup?
Creamy of tomato soup? Cream. Cadbury's Cream Egg.
Thank you.
No? No? No one has got either of these.
I have.
I
can put it up to one if you want.
Oh, God. What, Neil, what do you think the one on the right is?
It looks a little bit like Jeff Gerstmann.
It's
the one on the right, it's Honey Monster, isn't it?
No, it's
what?
You saying Jeff Gersman looks like the Honey Monster?
Pony.
I have no clue on either of these.
No, if the one on the right isn't Honey Monster, I haven't an idea.
Is it a there's Coke advert? I'm only guessing that because there's a red squiggle in it.
It's not Coke, no.
Then no fucking clue whatsoever.
No, no idea. None.
Right, I, if we were allowed to jump in, I think I have a guess for the one on the left.
Okay.
Is it the Kinder Eggman?
It's not the Kinder Eggman, no.
Is there ever a Kinder Eggman?
Yeah, the one who's like, yo, boy, cheeky, chock-a-doobly, lovely chock-a-doobly, bops, woggle, and then he falls off the...
No, oh, as in like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, then he falls off, then he, that's the one, then he falls off the wall.
Yep.
Hideous little man that he was.
No, it's not that. You're so close to the egg. You know what? This thing has dropped out of your heads, but when I put it back in there, you're going to kick me.
I already knew that. Please put us out of our misery, because I don't have a fucking clue.
Right, okay, I'm going to actually do it in the form of the actual advert for this one. Right, first one, this is the one on the left.
So it's this shot for the championship.
It's Mr. Cadbury's parrot.
Oh, you! You! I'm going to catch you!
God, oh my fucking... What the fuck?!
Eat that parrot, and I hate Cadbury's mini eggs.
Hello.
Fuck that parrot.
It's well, at least Blue didn't get it. Yeah, that was Mr. Cadbury's parrot.
That is the terrible rendition of a parrot, or indeed any animal.
The humper on the right one.
I reckon actually the guy on the right actually could be John Parrott, and that's just one sketch of both.
The one on the right is now, if you check it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying you've done like a full sketch of the snooker table and everything in front of him there.
Matt LeBlanc's finest work there.
This is, the one on the right was Matt LeBlanc advertising ketchup.
Hot dog, please.
You want mustard on that or what?
No, thanks.
I got it covered.
Heinz ketchup. It's so rich, so thick. Why waste time with anything else? Heinz. The best things come to those who wait.
Was this shown in Britain?
Now, it was shown in Britain, but here's the thing. In Britain, they dubbed over his American accent, so he went, hot dog, please. No, thanks. I got it covered. And it was Matt LeFuckingBlank.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Right, now, I'm just going to send you the... you've already seen it, so it's fine.
Brilliant.
Right, let me send you the next one. Okay, Blue Team, this one's yours.
God. How long did you spend on these?
I just to warn Blue Team, I have one of these, but I think Michael's going to have one of these as well.
I think I've got at least one.
Number one on the right looks so wrong.
I was going to say, he looks very happy with himself.
Looks Japanese. That's
the smuggest... Oh, that's just racist.
Okay, he's winking. He is not Japanese, he's winking.
Winking's not a Japanese name. Say, winking is a Chinese-sounding name.
Racist, I'm editing that out.
There's a takeaway down the road for me called winking.
That's pretty good.
The winking.
Okay, does everyone have that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me what it is?
Right, I think I know the one on the left. Tony, what do you think you have any inkling on it?
Winkling?
I think the colour of the hand plays a major part in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the one on the left is Tango.
Yeah, you've been tangoed.
Okay, I'm going to put the actual advert in the window.
I cannot remember for the life of me what the advert was like, so watching it, there we go, Napoleon, okay. That was the one.
Junior Tango, cheer sensation, perhaps?
Yes, Ralph, he's had a drink.
Aye, aye, Tony, just as I thought, there's some cheeky shenanigans going on here.
The lad's a Frenchman, anything could happen.
Whoa, he's enveloped by the big white bunch of oranges and Tango.
Yes, Ralph, little Napoleon's nipped in here, and I miss his big orange.
Superb!
I'm lost for words, Ralph. Absolutely terrific. Smashing.
You know where you've been tangoed.
Yeah, but you remember the craze that it flew through school when everyone started going around tangoing people in the face?
Yep.
Yeah, so that was the orange-handed Napoleon from You've Been Tangoed.
Just when he shouts out, whoa, why ya?
The original You've Been Tangoed thing, wasn't it the bald-headed, completely orange man who slapped the dude in the... Like double-slapped this guy around the side of the head.
On the ears, yeah.
On the ears. And kids were doing it at school, and one kid's eardrums burst.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just totally goddamn irresponsible. So they changed it for the guy with the squiggly hand instead. And I think they also... they brought back the bald man, but he just gave him a kiss instead.
Mm. And there was another one which was like a giant sort of... terrifying orc type thing that actually turned out to be a Scotsman, I think.
All right.
Racist once again.
A young Zib.
A young heavily tanned Zib.
See, now there's another drink that used to be really tasty, especially the apple one, and now tastes fucking awful.
It actually now tastes of chemicals.
Yeah, I don't know what they put in it, but it's that aspartame or some other sweetener which just makes it taste grim. Ugh. Stop ruining our good drinks. If they make that, if that happens to Sprite, the best drink in the world, I'm just going to kill
myself. Whoa.
Hang on. Iron Brew. Dr.
Pepper. Mountain Dew.
I have some Iron Brew here actually.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Man, it is.
It's Gumdums. Yeah, it tastes a bit like bubblegum. But, yeah. No, I've always kind of liked a bit of Iron Brew every now and then. Can anyone tell me the guy on the right?
It must be for a chocolate bar.
No.
Really? It looks like an Aero.
Nope. Every single one of you saw at least one of this long-running series of ads.
Oh, is it the coffee guy? Nescafe.
Who's that?
Coffee. Anthony Head?
Yes!
Giles.
Anthony Stewart Head. Now, obviously, this one's every single Gold Blend ever back-to-back, and I watched them earlier today... And it's fucking sickening after a while. It's like, hey, Anthony Stewart Head.
But did that make sense in the end?
They don't, because they keep yakking on about coffee. Just watch it.
I can't watch 8.5 minutes of this.
Oh, a few minutes will do.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm having a dinner party and I've run out of coffee.
It's a very sophisticated coffee.
Have you met your new neighbour yet? Oh, I've popped in for coffee.
The coffee?
How's the coffee?
We're on the coffee. We share the same taste in coffee.
You can't resist my coffee.
If this were a restaurant, they'd be putting chairs on tables about now.
And I'd be asking you back to my place for coffee.
I'm on the first flight to Milan in the morning.
That's terrible.
Why?
They don't serve Gold Blend in Milan.
The coffee's right there.
Could I offer you a coffee? Great coffee.
Came round for coffee. You're supposed to be in New York.
I didn't like the coffee. I'm tasting coffee.
Do we have time for a coffee? Coffee tastes good.
Excellent coffee.
I don't know why I let you do that.
Because I...
You serve better coffee.
Besides, I love you.
Now, golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
Coffee.
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 Excellent coffee.
But they keep going, you can't resist my coffee. We share the same taste in coffee. I've come in for some coffee.
Well, they're
coffee,
trying to advertise coffee. What do you want?
Well, just they keep using it as a metaphor for sex. Just say sex.
No. What it is you might do drink up the coffee. I'm just expecting a small a teenage blonde girl in a few minutes with a short pointy object.
Coffee.
I'm going to script for a new television program. I'm hopefully going to be in a few years' time.
You know, in America, it was the same exact series of ads, but and it was the same actors, same setup, but he spoke American. They got Anthony Head to go, you can't resist my coffee!
Coffee!
And she was still English. And it wasn't Gold Blend, it was Taster's Choice, which is what they call Gold Blend in America.
Taster's Choice?
Freeze-dried Taster's Choice. He springs a serious gourmet shit on me. So at the end of round 4, red team, 13... Blue team, 21.
You know, this is on a few times. I'm happy not to be winning.
Well, same here. We're losing. We're abject, but I'm comfortable in that.
I'm comfortable because we went outside at some point.
Michael, don't worry. That's what losers say. Not the guys that sit indoors.
Outside is overrated.
You were just researching for this one moment in your life.
This is my moment. Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my Eurovision final.
Round five is breakfast. Back to general knowledge. We'd rather have a bowl of...
Red. Cocoa Pops.
I heard red.
Cocoa Pops.
Indeed. Just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy.
Blue.
Yes.
Cocoa Pops.
Yes.
I'm seeing a trend here with these answers.
Tell them about the honey, Mummy.
Blue. Blue.
Yes.
Hmm?
Red.
Go on, Michael.
Yeah. Red.
Oh, Sugar Puffs.
Yeah, there you go. He said blue, but then he went mute.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say blue.
No, I said yes.
Oh.
Okay. Snap, crackle, and pop.
Red.
I heard red. Red?
Ah! Rice Krispies. Okay.
Blue. Ah, he jumped in. Look, clearly against the rules.
Okay. Ready, your blankies are ready.
Blue.
Yep.
It's readies?
Yes. They're great.
Blue. Blue. Red.
I had red.
Frosties.
Yes. You did nothing but eat breakfast cereal. Okay. Blank comes first.
Blue.
Yes.
It's start.
Yes.
That stuff was fucking horrible.
I like it. It's still going. Do you remember, Tony, we actually ate that on our marathon last year. Although we didn't eat any marathons. And I ate loads of them this year. Have you forgotten how good they taste?
Blue.
Oh.
Yes.
Cornflakes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's original.
Cornflakes specifically.
Yes.
Only with sugar, though.
The trouble is, they taste too good.
Red.
I had red.
Crunchy.
Yes. Crunchy nut cornflakes. Right, for an extra point, can anyone tell me what cornflakes were originally created for?
Blue.
Yes.
They were originally created by Mr. Kellogg as... something to help you go more regularly.
No. No, that's not correct.
No?
Anyone?
Army food?
Nothing to do with digestion, unfortunately, no. No, okay, right. And red, anyone?
No idea.
Right.
Not a clue.
In 1894, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, the superintendent of the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan and an Adventist, imposed a diet for his patients consisting entirely of bland foods. A follower of Sylvester Graham, the inventor of Graham crackers and Graham bread, and the supporter of sexual abstinence, Kellogg believed that spicy or sweet foods would increase passions. In contrast, cornflakes would have an anaphrodisiac property and lower the sex drive. For the exact same reasons, Dr. Pepper was created to lower the sex drive as well. Which is weird, because it makes me horny.
You actually stole my line, but hey!
It's gorgeous!
Dr. Pepper is the bomb drink. It's so good.
It's the tits.
Oh, and that led to the advertising slogan, Dr. Pepper. What's the worst that could happen?
Unwanted pregnancy.
That's like a...
Sticking needles up the uterus.
But that's the thing. That taps into the British sensibility of, like, we like what we know. We know what we like. We like cornflakes, maybe with a bit of sugar on them, but get away from us with your Golden Grahams. We don't want all your weird American cereals. Thank you very much.
Oh, God,
I want
Golden
weird American
Grahams.
Cereal.
How long did it take to reintegrate Mountain Dew to our drinks? It was out in like mid-90s for half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's back as an energy drink because we can't even market it to the kids. Well, the kids can, however, drink shitty Tango.
Yeah, but look on the bright side. They tried it with Tab and it just didn't work.
Yep.
Yep.
I actually was going to do something about Tab Clear, but I thought it would be too obvious. Right. So hot, they're cool.
Red. Red.
Yes.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes! Right, there's a video for you guys to watch.
Hang on, wasn't there some controversy over Pop-Tarts burning people?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, me.
Because again, people are
yes,
idiots.
Totally. Get up
to Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. Put them in the toaster.
Pop-Tarts.
Revolution has your breakfast.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
Four great flavors and they're waiting for you.
Hmm.
Don't look so yummy there, do they?
No. There's flavors. Strawberry, frosted strawberry, chocolate, and apple. Now we're down to just strawberry and chocolate. That's how, over what, 20 years now? That's how...
There's a coffee-flavored one?
Oh, American Pop-Tarts are amazing, though. There's so many amazing flavors. Oh,
yes, Tony. Tony, would you agree?
We how many did we have? With like 40
earlier,
each?
Like one of our listeners last year, Dan Echo, sent us a gigantic package, including box after box after box of different flavored Pop-Tarts of every single variety you could possibly name. It was like it was obscene amounts of Pop-Tarts.
Didn't they say there was 46 varieties, and he sent 12 or something to us, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's like, he pretty much cornered us and said, "What do you want?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know, maybe a Pop Tart."
A selection of Pop Tart flavors.
You know what? It reminds me of, you know, when on that TV show when they'd like they get the kids on and they'd go, "So what do you want?" And that little kid went, "I'll have a little box of toy soldiers," and they got him like 1,000 GI Joes, and like they way overcompensated, and the kid was completely blown away. But it was like it was a really nice little kid who didn't ask for too much and wasn't greedy. It was Charlie Bucket. Anyone remember that one? No, didn't think so. Right, moving on.
I was too busy watching Funhouse, staring at the twins.
Oh, a lot of fun, the prize.
Staring at Melanie and Melissa.
I bet that job.
At the end of round 5, red team have 19, blue team have 25.
Ooh.
Closing the gap.
Is it good we're catching them up? Apparently we know a lot about breakfast cereal.
When you were a kid... I mean, when I was a kid, I would wait and watch for toy adverts to come up because it was like the more awesome than the programs half the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, same here, definitely.
Although the Transformer adverts were always freaky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the kid would like, you know, go off and start saying the thing, and then they'd cut in the actual robots in this guy. So it was freaky.
Oh fuck me! I should have put in a toys round. You didn't put in a toys round.
Boo!
No.
Surely that's a whole nother show.
Boo! Good point, actually.
We'll get it in somehow.
The '80s toys. There we are.
Oh yeah, toys. Yeah.
You gotta do that.
Toys. Yeah. Okay. Round 6 is a musical interlude to calm our jangled nerves. 2 pieces of music per team, each advertising a very memorable product. All you have to do is tell us what the product is. This one should be piss easy.
All right, it's the really awesome British Airways commercial that was like doing works of art, like sort of abstract work of art, but made up of loads and loads of people with loads and loads of different fabric and stuff. It looked pretty cool.
That was actually to a more upbeat version of that song, but it was it was a version of that song, and they did use this song on various other ones of their commercials. What were you saying?
I was going to say I remembered a different one. I think he was driving to the airport and he was driving past the orchestra, like bits of the orchestra all over the place.
The quiet, slow one was like that, I believe. And I think it was to advertise first class to say, look, you're not going to get stuck with the shit munchers if you go into first class.
You get your own private orchestra.
Something along those lines. Now, this was kind of close to my heart because in the late 80s, early 90s, my father, who had worked for BA for quite some time at that point, I was in and out of the airport all the time, so I kind of felt like I got a very, a kinship with British Airways, even though they did.
I was going to say, did you get your own personal private orchestra?
I did not, but I did get to go first class a few times, and it was pretty fucking awesome.
Damn you, sir. Right. Damn you.
But I didn't appreciate it at the age of 14 until now, when I don't get to go on holiday at all, and when I do, it's in coach, and I'm all crunched up.
Now you, sir, you, sir, are the shit muncher.
She likes shitty chicken or shitty beef. That's not true, actually. I've had nothing but good service from British Airways every time I've used it. I think, as I recall, Tony, you and I were British Airways 2 packs?
It wasn't.
That was the flower duet by Leo Delibes, advertising British Airways in 1989. Okay, so everyone ready with number 2? Okay, so, Blue, do you know what that was advertising?
Tony, do you want to take this one?
I actually don't know it.
You don't
Come
know?
On, okay. I think the problem is I'm getting the song and not the actual advert. I think that's
It's a very famous jeans brand.
Levi?
Yes, well done, Tony.
Look at that.
Okay, this
How
is
many
the,
clues
commercial.
Did he need?
I seem to remember...
I think Mike knew it, yeah.
Yeah. I seem to remember the girl in this being incredibly hot.
There are two girls. Ooh. At least one of them is the hotness.
501s. Are they even popular anymore?
Yeah, I wear them. I'm wearing them right now. Astonishing.
They...
So this must have had some, some effect on me. I don't know.
God,
like, I could be those women looking at that guy. Wait a second. And he could serve me chicken or beef. We got his jeans!
This is more like a perfume ad than a jeans ad.
It really is.
And that man turned out to be John Marston. And that's Uncle.
I remember the advert.
God, I remember this.
That son of a bitch took my pants!
He waits. That's what he does. And I tell you what. Tick followed talk followed tick followed talk followed tick. Ahab says, I don't care who you are, here's to your dream. The old sailors return to the bar.
Here's to you, Ahab!
And the fat drummer hit the beat with all his heart. Just awaiting.
Do I get a bonus point for knowing the band and the name of the song?
Ooh.
You did a minute ago.
Yeah, it's only fair.
I suppose so. Okay, now tell you what, let's just find out if Neil knows anyway. Because it's Red yeah. get priority on this. Do you know
it's
Neil?
The Guinness advert.
Yes,
surfing, surfing with the thundering horses of the weight.
Yes, it
probably
is.
Probably one of the best TV ads ever.
Mm. Yeah, it probably is. Yes. Do you know what the actual song and band are though? Because it is actually not really a band. It's a group, an act.
Not a clue, but it's awesome.
It is. Michael, go
it's
ahead.
Left Field, Fat Planet.
Ah, well
awesome
done.
Awesome tune. Off Left Field,
really
such
right?
a good album.
It waits. It's why it does. If it, I mean, Guinness is fucking horrible, but if
Don't
Guinness was
my guys, wrong.
You forget his favourite drink in the world is Sprite, so.
Yes. A children's drink. Okay. That was indeed Fat Planet by Left Field advertising Guinness in 1999. Can anyone tell me who it's directed by for one extra point? No Googling.
Oh God.
Ooh,
David Fincher.
Jonathan Glazer.
Yes, Michael. Well done. He also directed Sexy Beast and Birth.
Bloody hell.
Okay.
Speaking of, we're going back to the dredging there. That came out of nowhere.
Dredging. Right, everyone ready with Red 2? Is it so far a tasty smorgasbord of recycled treats?
I don't know, but right now I want a Guinness.
I want some jeans. Okay. And some coffee. Must be God blend. Right.
That's going to be stuck in your head now.
if you don't already know.
Oh, God, I think I know the tune, but I can't remember what it advertises.
Oh, man, you don't know?
Well, I know the band and I know the tune, but...
Do you know the album?
My God,
now, that's tragic.
1996 it was out.
95.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh.
You might have bought it in... it was late 95, so you could have bought it in 96.
What?
I bought the single on tape.
God.
It was a total fucking swizz.
It really was.
Yeah.
And then they did the remix and it was okay-ish.
Oh, you will kick yourself. If you don't know what this advertised...
Are we back to jeans again?
I think it's jeans.
It was jeans. What kind of jeans?
We've had Levi's. Should we go with Wranglers, Neil?
No, I'm going to go with Levi's because I don't remember any Wrangler ads. So it's got to be Levi's and it's a catchy tune. This is where he says it's okay. Wrangler, isn't it?
Right. Now watch the movie there.
Oh, well done.
Yes! Well done! Neil, can you tell me who it was that was singing?
It's Babylon Zoo and Spaceman.
Yes, it was. You sounded like a DJ when you said that.
Just to really piss you off, Alan.
It is. It's Babylon Zoo and Spaceman.
Just to piss you off. I played that today.
Oh, God. I just knew it was your taste.
I didn't have a choice. Wow, this is a funky ad.
God.
Is it taken off the album The Boy with the X-Ray Eyes? Would.
Jesus.
Come to Butthead.
Band commercial Levi's. I remember that one.
Don't watch the band commercials, it'll rot your brain. Okay, so yeah, you all got that one.
They should never have banned that.
Wait, now I feel like I'm missing out on something.
Yeah.
It's just a woman doing her jeans up very slowly. White panties.
Doing her jeans up very slowly. Yeah. Wrong. Play in reverse. Okay. So at the end of round 6, red team 23, blue team 29. Round 7 is chocolate. Okay. Ready? Bite it and believe it.
That just sounds painful.
Indeed. I don't believe it.
Red. Topic?
Yes. Nope.
Go on, Tony. Just choose something at random.
Nothing unbelievable about Tony. Nope. It was Whisper. What's to not believe about a Whisper?
It even
exists.
They
took it away?
They brought it back, though. Okay. And all because the lady
Red
loves...
Oh.
Ed?
Milk train.
Yes. Only the crumbliest, blankiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before. Yes.
Flake?
Yes.
Hey.
If you like a lot of chocolate on
Red,
your biscuit,
blue.
Join... Red.
Club.
Damn.
Yes. Stop. One too many, and you might turn Bertie.
Blue.
Red.
Blue.
That's not chocolate.
No, he's got a point.
It's chocolate and sweets.
It's Bassett's licorice all sorts, anyway.
It is. Basically, chocolate and sweets are going to be in the same section. Okay. Confectionery, I should probably have said. The blanky bars are on
Red,
me.
Red.
Milky bars.
Yes. Did you ever see the Alan Partridge sketch where he interviews the Milky Bar Kid played by Simon Pegg?
Oh, yeah.
And he's this terrible wash up and he's just depressing poor Alan. Okay.
That was on what, Comic Relief?
It was. It was one of the only funny things on Comic Relief ever. The lighter way to enjoy chocolate. Red?
Maltesers.
Did you just sit eating chocolate and cereal when you were a kid?
I have to point out I'm a really bad chocoholic.
Just
or
the chocolate
he's female.
Cereal Yes. Okay. Right. This one's paring it down, so you're just going to have to put one word into a two-word jigsaw puzzle. Blank fits.
Blue.
Twix. Yes. Yes.
Twix.
How come you never see an old person eating a Twix?
It pulls out a teeth.
What?
Do you love anyone enough to give
Red.
Them your last Red?
Roland.
Now, can we just stop there for a second? Can we just stop there for a second with the whole, how come you never see an old person eating a Twix? How come you never see a pterodactyl eating a fucking bag of, I don't know,
Cadbury's Creamy Egg?
Well, you never see pterodactyls, period.
How
That's
come
why.
You never see a robin eating a creamy egg?
Well, it's more likely that an old person would eat a Twix, but you never see it happen. Just, you never see an old person in a park just tucking into a
I'm
Twix.
I'm going to buy an old person a Twix.
They like...
And send Alex a photo on Twitter.
Yeah. Look at this. Like, Old people like winter mix, and that is fucking foul.
And Waters Originals.
It's cloves-flavoured candy.
You never really see,
and of course,
you never really see old people eat in the street per se at all.
They're, normally, they're afraid you might take it. They're never relaxed enough to just sit in a park and go, well, I'll have my Twix now. Right. Full of Eastern promise. Blue. Yes.
Fries, Turkish.
Can you describe the advert?
Okay, so this is, I actually showed Steph, my wife, this advert a few weeks ago because she's American and she'd never seen it before. And she just thought it was the freakiest fucking advert ever. So it's the desert and it's all sort of like, you know, gold and orange and sepia tones. And then yes. There's a guy who comes in with a big fucking sword.
You are a beautiful woman.
Who chops this Turkish delight in half.
And it's not like a good Turkish delight, it's like the fries kind of flattened, yeah. And it's just cooking chocolate covered Turkish delight.
Bloody awful. But yeah, it's just like, fries, Turkish delight.
Full of Eastern promise. Now, I will say, I fucking love fries Turkish delight, but I know it is cheap shit.
It is.
When I was a kid, one time I got a fries Turkish delight all to myself, because when you're very young, you don't get much in the way of chocolate, at least I didn't, and I got a sherbet fountain at the same time, and I basically crammed them into my mouth at the same time for a taste sensation, and since then I have loved the two of them. It was awesome. Right. A blank a day helps you
red.
Rest and play.
Mars.
Red. Yes. Only blank have the answer.
Blue.
Red.
Blue. Smarties.
Yes. Have a break.
Blue.
Have a... I heard blue, unfortunately.
Cat. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, right. Why the fuck did they stop doing Kit Kats in the aluminium sort of foil wrapper that you just slide out and snap one off? Now they're covered in...
Yeah.
I know it's cheaper, but now they're covered in plastic. You have to unwrap the whole thing, and then it starts to melt already, and it doesn't have that kind of crack feeling to it.
Sorry, anymore. I don't think Kit Kat Chunkies and stopped caring. I used to buy four of those at a time.
Kit Kat Chunkies and pretend you were a tiny a midget.
just a fat
advertising meeting. How can we get them to buy Kit Kats? Let's make them chunky and make them think they're midget.
Now, what happens to the Kit Kat peanut? That was a nice one.
Oh, and the caramel.
Yeah, they were nice. Like, you know, did you get the limited edition orange ones?
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you'd kept them, you know, limited edition, you could be paying up now.
Do you remember Mars White and Mars Blacks?
Racist.
No. Do you remember Vice Versa?
Oh, I love Vice Versa. They were super tasty, man.
Yes.
But basically, you can get all of these sweets and all of these sort of like, you know, weird limited edition ones at places like Cyber Candy in London.
Yeah.
You can get like weird...
How do they get them?
Well, because they're still made in various places around the world. So you can get like, you know, Australian or Japanese Kit Kats and, you know, you can get like green tea flavoured Kit Kat and, there's...
You like a Japanese Kit Kat?
There's very, very weird flavours over there. There's like...
Chittle Kat.
Yeah, that's the same way that Alex and me can sometimes get Lucky Charms if we're willing to pay £6 a box.
Exactly. And you would.
You don't mind paying far out the ass. Can get the unusual things. Right. Blank mints are a minty bit stronger.
Red.
Red.
People.
Yes.
I just want to go back to, I don't mind paying far out the ass to get the unusual things.
Just pay far out the ass. Okay. The snack you can eat between meals without ruining your appetite.
Red. Okay.
Yeah. And the taste of paradise.
Red.
Yes. Nice. It is. Right, now, while we're at this, I found a bounty one today, which, just watch. Okay, so folks, if you want to laugh, just type in Star Wars Bounty Hunters Taste of Paradise. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
okay, God. Right. Oh God, Finally, for this round, can anyone tell me the lyrics to the Trio commercial? This one's open buzzer. Anyone?
Blue.
Blue.
Trio.
Helps you sit. Yes?
Trio.
Trio.
I want a trio.
I want
trio. Trio and I want one now. Not one, not two, not but two, three.
But three things
in it. A chocolatey biscuit
and a toffee bit too.
I'm giving you both a point for that. That was masterful.
And was it not like a little cartoon girl shouting it?
It was. In fact, let's see that cartoon girl, who, by the way, has the voice of a very strong black woman.
As indeed do I.
Statement. Hey, man, where does a guy have to go to get a little peace?
Trio. I want a trio and I want one now.
Ouch.
Not one, not two, but three things in it. A chocolatey biscuit and a toffee flavor too.
Like a man's gotta do. Man's gotta do, man.
No three things are quite as good together as a...
Hey,
next time it's the Amazon.
I can...
That announced sound like Simon Pegg.
I can taste that right now.
I loved Trio.
Is that John Peel doing the tag at the end of it?
I think it was. He did sound like Simon Pegg, but I think that was John Peel. Oh, God bless his dead bones.
I would love a trio now.
Yeah, I mean, why don't they do trios? I can only imagine it's because they were full of shitty E numbers or something.
Damn you! Damn you! Damn you! We like our shitty E numbers!
Right. Now, this is interesting. Because at the end of round 7, Red Team are catching up.
Woohoo!
Woo! Losers.
They have 33. Blue team, 35.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But I have all my own teeth.
So do I, biatch.
Right. Round 8 is the lyrics round. Basically, it's an extension of what we've just done. For a slight variation, and for the maximum of 3 points per advert, can Blue Team remember the lyrics to the classic commercial for Libby's Umbungo fruit drink?
Yes. Yes, we okay. can.
And it helps if you sing. Like,
do a drum beat as well, please.
Right. Umbungo, Umbungo, they drink it in the Congo. The lion took an apricot, a brava, and a mango. Oh, now I'm lost. the lion took an apricot, a guava, and a mango.
What did he do with it?
Turn the drum bitch sideways and shoot it straight up your Kenny ass!
The rhino says,
just bring it.
Oh, I've lost it now, you bastard.
The hippo says, oh yeah! Right, way down deep in the middle of the Congo.
A lion took an apricot, a guava, and
a hippo took an apricot,
a guava, and a mango.
He stuck it with the others.
And he danced a little tango.
Dainty tango.
Right. Come on, it's been many years since I've seen this.
Or possibly dirty tango.
He does the dirty tango.
The rhino said...
I know, we'll call it umbongo.
Yes! And then...
Umbongo, umbongo. Drink it in the Congo, like a python and a passion fruit.
Yes, the python picked the passion fruit.
The mama's at the mandarin.
The mama's at the mandarin. The parrot... Well, this one's sucky. The parent painted packets.
They put
it in a packet.
And then the next line is like, a whole caboodle landed in?
Yes!
Ooh, holy shit.
So when it comes to, I'm going to give you 3 points if you can finish this.
So when it comes to sun and fun and something in the jungle.
In goodness in the jungle. They all prefer the sunny fun.
The sunny fun.
The taste of umbongo. Go.
Yes! Yes!
Internet, high five.
Fucking yes. 3 points.
Please tell me there's a YouTube video of that.
Of course. Would I ever disappoint you? Go for it.
Way down deep in the middle of the Congo, a hippo took an apricot, a guava, and a mango. He stuck it with the others and he danced a dirty tango. The rhino said, I know, we'll call it Umbango. Umbango, the jiggity Congo. The python picked the passion fruit, the mama said, the mandarin, the parrot painted panda, stopped the honk, a boogie landed it. So when it comes to sun and fun and goodness in the jungle, they all prefer the sunny, funny one they call Umbango.
Libby's Umbango. High juice drinks, free from artificial ingredients.
Well, clearly it wasn't free enough from artificial ingredients. We only like it in Britain if it's made from just, like, trees.
I am pretty sure they still make Umbongo. I'm pretty sure you can still get it in Sainsbury's.
So, was it Libby's? Yeah, they still make loads of juice drinks, certainly in Morrison's, I see.
That, folks, if they still make it where you live, send us some Umbongo. We will call you. Umbongo. We will sing that song for you if you send us Umbongo. Now, I do remember... I was about 15. I went on a class trip. This was with Oxted, Tony. And I kept Umbongo in my bag. And let me tell you, at 2 in the afternoon, when you sit down for lunch and your Umbongo's been warming up all day, it's fucking horrible. When it's straight out of the fridge, it's wait, nom. So
if you look in the chat window, Neil's put a little link.
Bring awesome. Back Umbongo.
Bring back Umbongo. Red team, yours isn't a sung one, it's a spoken one. But it helps if you do it in character. It's the Werther's original commercial.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh,
bloody hell.
Just remember the old guy, okay? Sitting in a chair. He's remembering when he was a kid.
I was a child. I was touched inappropriately in a shed by my grandson. He gave me Werther's original to keep me shut. He's dead now, and I'm going to reenact my revenge on my own grandson. Come on, Timmy. Let's go to the shed. Werther's original.
How the
you are
fuck
damaged,
do I Fox. Follow that?
You can't follow that.
Okay, can either of you remember the actual one?
That was actually the original treatment.
Okay. Anyone?
I only remember the opening line.
You know, I can still remember the very first sweet.
Oh, my grandfather.
Were they?
Yeah. Were they Werther's originals or something?
Yes, they were.
Shockingly enough.
And he was...
tumescent with rage.
It's either I was four or I was just a boy, depending on which advert there is. Anything else? There's more?
Well, all I remember is the advert is that the kid had trouble opening the wrapper or something, didn't he?
Yep. I had a bit of trouble opening that shiny golden wrapper, but then...
But then my teeth stuck together.
No.
My teeth fell out.
No. Well, I'll never forget that first taste. Oh, that's sweet and creamy and uncommonly good. I remember feeling I must be someone very special when my granddad gave me his wonderful butter candy.
Oh, God.
Is that what they call it back then?
Yes. You've got to pop it in your mouth.
Wrong.
You made grandpa's.
Come sit on grandpa's knee.
Now I'm the granddad, and what else would I give my grandson but my Werther's original?
My own chubby penis.
After all, he's someone very special to you now. Right. Just so, now that you've defiled the hard work of this clearly now long dead, kind old man who just gave a child some
he
sweeties.
Wasn't an old man. He was two dwarves
click on the
in
window.
A costume.
Click on the window.
You know, I can still remember the very first sweets given to me by my grandfather. They were Werther's original, and I was poor. I had a bit of trouble opening that shiny golden wrapper, but then, well, I'll never forget that first taste. Sweet and creamy and uncommonly good. I remember feeling I must be someone very special when my granddad gave me his wonderful butter candy. Well, now I'm the granddad. And what else would I give my little grandson but my Werther's original? After all, he's someone very special too, you know.
Okay, so the end of round 8, thanks to a phenomenal turn from Mike, you guys have shot ahead again.
Candy.
So, Red 0 on 33... Blue on 38.
Booyah.
Indeed. Round 9 is shopping, which is another way of saying no specific category.
Nicely done.
Just like everything else, just that I shoved it to the back. Okay, ready? Now, this is where, you know, whoever's... Red could definitely take the lead at this point, so watch your asses, Blue. Right. That's why Mum's gone
blue,
to...
Red. Red.
Oh. I heard Blue first.
Iceland.
Iceland.
Yes.
Because okay. You can't afford where... anywhere else. Sorry.
It's shit, isn't it?
Oh, I'm staying to Sutherland.
Oh, oh. Stops there.
Shetland. Exactly.
Where in the world?
Blue.
Yes.
Pissy World.
Easy oh,
I was singing the song, but just couldn't get the words.
Okay. Who cares?
Fucking none of us.
No? Who cares?
Who cares wins.
Astonishing. Right, basically, this was Boots, and it was a very short-lived and very unpopular campaign. They basically put on giant billboards everywhere. Who cares? Even grammatically correct with a question mark. Who cares? What they meant was, Boots do, but it just looked like this giant, you know...
Boots did not give a fuck.
Complete indifference to your bad situation.
I used to work for Boots, so I can understand why they did that in campaign, and they did a lot worse since.
They went back after doing this and went to, we care because you do.
Mm.
Aw.
Yeah. Boots, we care because you do. We do care, honestly. It sounded like we didn't, but we do. Right. Now, hands that do dishes Red. Can feel so... Yes.
Fairy. Fairy liquid.
Mild green.
Soft
fairy liquid.
Mild green. Fairy liquid. Yes. It does exactly Red. What it says on the tin. Red.
Bronze seal.
Yes. He's going for the throat. Watch out. It is wood stain. In fact, they copyrighted that, and there's an Irish company who did the same thing for toothpaste or something like that.
Don't get tins of toothpaste.
Yeah.
It does exactly what it says in the tube.
Mm. That's good.
Hey. Okay, right. Hey, because I'm worth
Red.
It.
Red. Blue.
Yes.
L'Oreal.
Yes.
Oh, well done. I'd like to say I used to have very long hair, so I used to use L'Oreal. And it was worth it.
Bastard with your long hair. Okay, right. Without Googling, how does one write L'Oreal?
L'Oreal.
Yes, but you didn't say
I
that.
I know I didn't.
Oh, come on.
Fuck.
Give you one anyway. Blank. I never knew you had dandruff.
Red.
I don't. Red. Yes.
Head and shoulders.
Did you have to use that with your long hair too?
On top. Yes, I did.
I'm just forgetting to say blue.
Yeah, I'm glad. Okay. It's good to talk.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Red.
BT.
Yes, British Telecom. It's not anymore. Right. Keep... Keeps going and
Red.
Going and going. Yes?
Duracell Bunny.
No! Now, here's the fucked up thing. Duracell and Energizer had the same gimmick. The Energizer Bunny and the Duracell Bunny. It's the same thing! There was a legal dispute over it, but the one I'm actually quoting here was Energizer. However, fuck it, I'm going to give you one anyway.
Thank you.
Think different.
Oh.
Now this one you will fucking kick yourselves with. There are people
Blue.
Shouting at you right now.
Blue.
Older people.
Blue.
Yep.
Apple.
It yeah. was Apple.
Oh. Wasn't it off their the 1984 advert, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
That sort of genre.
A blank is forever.
Blue.
Yes.
Diamond.
That is true, it's diamond, but what the hell was it actually advertising?
It was advertising the company who like have basically a diamond is for Christmas, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. Get married.
HM Samuels, yeah.
Nope. Mm. It's De Beers Consolidated African Blood Diamond Mines.
That's the one I was on about.
Wow.
I just didn't say the words.
De Beers Conflict Diamond Mines since 1886.
That wasn't the tagline.
Fantastic. No diamond will reach you without one small child at least crying themselves to death over it.
Well, this show just went in a weird direction.
Seriously, fuck diamonds.
Yep.
Okay, on that note, fuck advertising.
Red.
Yes.
FCUK?
Yeah, French Connection UK. Blank. It's so bracing.
All yours, Michael.
Yep. Oh, hang on. I actually think I know this.
Any Northerners out there?
Blackpool.
No, it's Skegness.
Oh shit, I should have known that.
It's that weird sort of, it's that weird London Underground poster, isn't it? And like the person jumping.
He's just jumping on the beach because it's so fucking cold.
He knows it.
Wearing four coats and nine scarves.
I always thought that guy was Harry Secombe. Right. Don't just book it.
Blue. Thomas Cookit.
Mm.
Yes. Don't you just love being in control?
Red. British Gas?
Red. Yes. Happiness is a cigar called...
Red.
Red.
Hamlet.
Yes. Not the happiest character in all of literature. If only everything in life was as reliable as a...
Blue? Volvo.
Volkswagen. Ah. Sorry. The car in front is a...
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Toyota.
Yes. Put a tiger in your
blue.
Tank.
Red.
I heard blue first.
S.O.
S.O.
Yes. It is definitely not fixed. The lion leaps from strength to strength.
Blue. Renault.
No, it's... Oh, hang on. It's Peugeot.
Oh, Cox.
Sorry. The future's bright.
Red.
The future... I heard blue
orange.
First.
Orange.
Future's orange, yes. Bastards. Don't leave home without it.
Blue. American blue. Express.
Yes. The bank that likes to say yes.
None.
Any more bloody
none of them, yeah. I think I know this one. Is it TSB?
TSB.
The Trustee Savings Bank.
Yes. Trustee Savings Bank. Now defunct.
I'm saying yes all the time. Yes.
The people who could pay. Right. Whatever you want to be, you want to be with...
Lloyd's TSB.
No. It's an insurance company. It's not AXA.
Red. Scottish Widows?
No. Oh, I remember the... That was a hot Scottish
that
Widow.
That was a hot
remember
Scottish Widow. Yes.
Smoky pot.
Chucking on the black. She was... Whoa.
Isn't she? Doesn't she now present a place in the sun, home and away?
Maybe. Remember me? I'm the Scottish Widow.
The smoking hot one.
That's it.
Hello. Weird name for an insurance company. If your husband dies and you happen to live in the Outer Hebrides... It's actually prudential.
Oh.
We want to be able to live a little.
I want to be able to live a lot.
I want to be able to go out once in a while.
I want to be out every night.
I want to be able to enjoy the garden.
I want to be able to stuff the garden, hire a big yacht and disappear around the world.
More and more women are taking control of their futures with a personal pension of their own.
We want to be together.
Whatever your plans for later life, you want to be with Prudential.
The look on her face then.
That was quite a good ad.
Yep.
Definitely got everyone talking about that. We want to be together became something of a...
If you go,
the equivalent of a meme back in those
days. If you go to 2 minutes, you get Claire Rayner speaking about wings.
Last question. On this round, there's only one round left. Things can only get better.
Blue. The Labour Party in 1993?
1997, but close enough.
There you go.
Ooh. End of that round. Red, 44. Blue, 47. One more round to go. Everything to play for. So I've decided to ramp it up a little bit and make it somewhat harder.
This is where we fuck it up.
Round 10 is the American round, in which we have our US cousins who...
Fuck!
The US cousins who are still listening and who have so far been baffled by 80% of the slogans we've come up with can now scream at their iPods at us ignorant Brits who were never, never party to their domestically produced and never exported commercials for products we may never have heard of.
As I said, this is where we fuck it up.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
So now there's 9 of them. I will read you half the slogan, you have to tell me the other half, and what it's advertising.
Okay.
But again, with the red and the blue. Okay. Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no. Honeycomb cereal.
Not a clue.
What? There's going to be a lot of silence in this round.
Oh, my God.
Then he stabbed all the children and fucked the robot.
That's like a biker would. Actually, no, if you've ever seen the episode of Futurama The Sting, the one where Leela starts to hallucinate and believes that Frog's dead, at the very beginning they're going to a giant beehive and they ask, how big's the honeycomb? And Hermes says, honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no. And I'd never got that until I'd seen this. I was like, oh, brilliant. Right. Number two. I've tried to get ones that are actually alluded to, and they say things like Family Guy and The Simpsons and Futurama to give you a slim chance of getting it.
Very slim chance.
Very slim. I don't watch any of them.
Number two. Smacks, smacks, sugar, smacks.
Smacky, smacky, sugary, sugary, smack, smack.
Very close.
For Sugar Smacks.
Nope. It's got to be for Sugar Smacks.
It is for Sugar Smacks, but you're going to have to give me the actual next bit of the line.
Was it running around robbing banks or whacked on Sugar Smacks?
Sugar Smacks.
No, it's not. Although, actually, I found an ancient vintage carton of Sugar Smacks on Google Images, which had Spock on it, and it said, space energy comes from Sugar Smacks. And Spock was pointing a gun directly at the kid. Like, you know, directly at you.
Eat your fucking breakfast or I'll kill you.
Eat your sugar smacks or I will set to kill. Right. It was actually, give me a smack and I'll smack you back.
Wow.
Okay, so let's have a look at that one.
Look, it's a green-bellied sapsucker group.
That's Digger!
Smack, smack, sugar smacks. Smack, and I'll smack you back. Fun to eat those snacks a week. Kellogg Sugar Smacks.
Kellogg Sugar Smacks, a part of this complete breakfast. Hey, what's wrong with these binoculars?
Oh, Frog.
Give me a smack, and I'll smack you back. Kellogg Sugar Smacks.
You will dig them.
It was in Family Guy. Adam West has a statue of Diggum made, and he goes, smack, smack, sugar, smack. Give me a smack and I'll smack
you
back.
There you go. I got it right. It was a frog.
I still maintain his name is Dig Them.
Dig Them. Smack you in your face.
Rubbish. Just makes me want to watch Frog in a Blender now.
Number three. Nobody better lay a finger.
Oh, on my butterfinger.
You didn't say blue, but yes.
Damn right they better.
Okay. Let's have a look at that one. That's when the Simpsons sold the motherfuck out.
What happened to the light?
It's just a power outage, Dad.
What was that?
It's just Bart eating a Butterfinger.
Ooh, and it sounds like he's right over
here.
Oh, how about a bite, little buddy?
Well, okay, just one.
Hey, this tastes just like a dog biscuit.
Get a crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery burst in every bite of Butterfinger.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
They are nice.
Oh, man. I'd like a Butterfinger right now.
That's true.
They taste like a little heart attack, each one. It's awesome. Right. Number four. This was in The Simpsons as well. When it absolutely, positively has to...
Be there next day?
Yeah, I'm going to
be there on time.
It's be there overnight. Be there overnight. Right, you may recognise this guy, Stuttering John, the guy from the Howard Stern show. Also Blur from Transformers. Also the Micro Machines man.
Okay, units, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think I might fit. I'm good at figures and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, Call, Fred, Lowe, Dork, Abe, and Ted. Business is business. And as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work. So let's get to work. Thank you for taking the meeting. Peter, you did a bang-up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, perfect.
I know it's perfect, Peter. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Peter, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
Is Mr. Schnittler here to see you?
I'm going to wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just dealt with Don.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal, good. I'm putting you down to deal with Dick. Dick, what's the deal with the deal? Are we dealing? We're dealing. Dave, it's a deal with Don, Dork, and Dick. Dork, it's a deal with Dave, Dick, and Dave. Don, it's a Dork with Dick, Dave, and Dan. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dan. Disconnecting.
Federal Express. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
Which, of course, Chubby led to AK-47.
When you positively have to kill every motherfucker in the room.
Except no substitutes. Okay. Number 5. This one's so fucking obscure. I didn't know it until today. Let blank put a smile on your...
Not a clue.
This is when all the Americans scream at us. They were raised on this fucking awful fish joint.
Fish. Oh, boy.
It's not Red Lobster, it's the other one.
Dirty.
Nah, you haven't got it. It's Long John Silver's. Let Long John Silver's put a smile on your taste.
That's terrible.
A terrible tagline.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it bloody is. Having said that, it's a nice mix, actually. I think the FedEx one was really fucking good. This one, retarded.
Shrimp, fish, and chicken. 3 for the money.
Let Long John Silver's put a smile on your taste.
Our 3 top tastes in a shrimp, fish, and chicken special.
Big shrimp.
Crispy fish.
Tender chicken.
3 for the money.
At 1 special price. Shrimp, fish, and chicken special complete.
Let Long John Silver's put a smile on your taste.
Who else gives you 3 for the money?
And ugly people.
Wait, isn't Long John Silver's the name of the joint in Futurama that sells Poplars?
No, that's Fishy Jones. Ah. It's based on that, though. But it's the one in The Simpsons where they're like, did you happen to know that Jebediah Springfield happened to be a murderous pirate? And the sponsors of the Springfield event go, a pirate? Well, that's not a man we want representing Long John Silver's.
That is so American.
Amazing. I've watched a lot of American and a lot of British ads for this particular research. And astonishingly, this idea that Americans are thick and that we're smart, complete bollocks. There's just as many smart American ads as there are smart British ads. And there's just as many thick British ads as there are thick American ads.
Yes, did they have the smash robots?
Probably.
Damn it.
Hang on, did they eat smash mash? I was going to put for mash.
Eat smash.
Eat smash, yeah. But I thought that's too easy. You'd know that one. Right, okay. Right. We're getting it down to just the 2-word ones. You just got to fill in the 3rd word. Number 6. Where's the...
Beef. Blue.
Yes.
Beef jerky.
Beef. Now, what's that advertising?
Beef.
No.
Butchers.
Politicians. No, it's not. You know what? I'm going to take that point away because it was only if you knew what it was actually advertising. Sorry, Mike. Click on it.
I just know the phrase. Oh, Wendy's. For Wendy's.
How are we meant to get fucking Wendy's?
By knowing what where's the beef refers to.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call the single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
They did actually come out over here for a short while, but then they buggered off again. You want something better. Number 7. Hey, Mikey.
Yes? What?
You're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
No? He likes it. Now, the reason you're going to kick yourself is because it was actually slightly to the right on the Where's the Beef YouTube link. Somehow, subliminally, you could have actually taken that one in. That's for Life cereal. We'd never have seen it, but it was a huge meme in the 70s for Americans. There you go.
What's this stuff?
Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. I'm not gonna try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
He won't eat it. He hates everything.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Regular, cinnamon, and Raisin Life. Nutritious, delicious.
Now, I could be wrong, but I seem to remember them actually referencing this in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, the first one. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. I think it was Dom saying to Mike.
I think you're right, actually. Yeah.
I'm remembering that. Right. I've got no videos for these two. But number 8. It's a two-word one, and you just got to fill in the third word. Do the.
Stonk. Bartman.
Stonk. They did not have that in America. And you'll definitely get
it. I know it. Do the do.
It is do the
Mountain
do.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, God.
But if you say it like, but if you say it like I would say the word, so do the Jew, that just sounds a bit wrong.
Moving swiftly on, you racist. Right.
Right away from racism.
That's how I pronounce the word.
The Jewish word. Okay.
If anything, I'm promoting Judaism by saying that you should bang them all.
That's got to be offensive. That's got to be offensive.
Sexy Jews.
Jewish listeners, yeah, you're right. You, Jewish listeners, you are all sexy.
All sexy, and we would all love to bang you.
Do you?
And now I have visions of the West Wing. Thanks, with Tony.
Moving on. Right, number 9, last question. This one's for Mike.
God.
It's a two-word sentence. I'm going to give you the first word. Got.
Oh, easy. Milk.
Milk.
Yes. Got milk.
Which is a campaign that's come over here now.
Has it?
Awesome. It's been over here for some years, I don't know.
And to be fair, if you buy your comic books in the actual comic book form, you should see adverts for that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, I saw tons of them throughout the 90s and 21st century. Right, so at the end of this quiz, Red's on 45. But for the first time on Nevermind the Buzzgeeks, we've got an absolute clear winner, so no tiebreaker required.
Oh.
Blues with 50.
Whee.
It's still a really fucking close game, though. That was a lot of points and a lot of points scored.
I think this is the highest scoring one, isn't it?
Yeah, it has to be.
Well, yeah, I put the most questions in there, obviously, the mental amounts of ones. But I just figured, rather than, you know, try to weave it in with huge amounts of different complex games and indecipherable lyrics. That'll do.
Oh, dear, you'd make that mistake and you did.
That's all from us this week. Mike, Neil, and indeed Tony, would you please pimp your shows? It's a Gamer Dork for you, Mike.
Yeah. GamerDork.net, if you would like to go and check out me and Zib and Ratso. It's all good. No, go listen to JoyPod. It's very good. We're at spong.com/JoyPod. And, of course, the Little Metal Dog Show, littlemetaldog.com for all your board game needs.
JoyPod's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not bad. No. That's... Okay, Neil.
You can find me over at Gameburst at gameburst.co.uk, and you can also find me on the Kid Dog Show, strangely enough, at KDS 2.0 Libsyn, or just search us on Facebook. And we just recently had Alex on as well.
I was quite good.
Yes, you were. you came up with the best quote of the episode, which was 6 different kinds of shit.
Referring to Transformers 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which it is. And Tony, would you please pimp your show?
Something called the Digital Cowboys. You should know it if you're listening to this feed. But if you don't...
It's almost impossible to be listening to this without knowing what the Digital Cowboys are. But
on that feed, I think we know... Well, I think I know what I'm talking about, where Michael clearly knows all about the adverts on this. So, no, it's... Yeah, you should know it by now. Seriously, you want me to do a show which we're on? Okay, no.
Yeah.
DigitalCowboys.com for all your Digital Cowboys needs, including... Gonzo Gaming, we're listening to now.
It's called Digital Gonzo, and has been.
I know
for some
it has,
time.
But you know, we keep unfortunately referring to it.
Thank you very much, Duncan, for coming on. You've been awesome as usual. And you know, rather too much about chocolate and cereal.
Yeah, brought up in that. I know my roots.
So how am I going to sign this one off? I've been Alex Shaw, and wasn't it Late at Bitches?
It was.
I can't say it every time. Late up bitches. No, okay, right. I'm not sure, and I really do serve the best cool. Good night.
hang low in a dark glass hour. You turn and cower, see it turn to dust. Move on a stone dark night, we take to flight. Snowfall turns to rust. Seeming a fuse in mind like a nursing rhyme. Fat man starts to fall. You're in a hostile place. I hear your face start to call. And if you think that I've been losing my way, that's because I'm slightly blinded. And if you think that I don't think to myself, that's because I'm broken minded. Sky, I have to lie. Shadows move in pairs, ring out from a Bruce postcard. In the shooting yard, looking through the tears. Out of the black slate time, we move in line, but never reach an end. Falling along straight down as the ice comes down, rivers start to bend. And if you think that I've been losing my way, that's because I'm slightly blinded. And if you think that I don't make too much sense, that's because I'm broken minded. Don't keep it.
Richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
Coffee.
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 Excellent coffee.